This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Ariana Grande got married. Yep, she pulled off a small, quiet ceremony with fiancé Dalton Gomez, a 25-year-old realtor at her home in Montecito, California. Only close family and friends attended. The couple have been together since February, about the same length of time she was with Pete Davidson. So, how long before it's... Thank you! Next! Transformers star Megan Fox beat mega producer DJ Khaled in a promotional Fortnite battle and each invoked some famous friends to cheer them on. Fox was joined during the video game match by her boyfriend Machine Gun Kelly, while Khaled kept imploring Travis Scott to emerge from somewhere inside his home, but he never did. Maybe he was in sicko mode. Spiral from the Book of Saw won the box office, grossing $8.7 million from 2,800 theaters. The pandemic, though, continues to take a toll on moviegoing, with 45% of cinemas still closed down in the U.S. and Canada. Meanwhile, Angelina Jolie's new film, Those Who Wish Me Dead, tanked. Those Who Wish Her Dead. Oh, that would be Brad Pitt. Matthew Perry slurred his words and occasionally stared into space in a video to promote the much-anticipated Friends reunion. That left fans worried about his well-being. Perry appeared with former co-stars Jennifer Aniston, Courteney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, David Schwimmer, and Matt LeBlanc as they talked about what it was like to get back together one more time. For Perry, not so great. Comedies American Housewife and Mixed-ish and dramas For Life and Rebel have been canceled. Add Call Your Mother starring Kira Sedgwick to the dust heap. American Housewife, which starred Katie Mixon, had aired more than 100 episodes. Also getting canceled is courtroom drama All Rise. The cast of all these shows can now return to day drinking. Los Angeles police detectives are investigating a sexual assault report in which a woman accused rapper T.I. and his wife, singer Tamika Tiny Harris, of sexual assault in 2005. It is one of at least two police reports made in recent months that allege the couple sexually assaulted women after they were drugged. They better be lawyered up. Way up. Bill Gates had an affair with a Microsoft employee, which was being probed by the company's board last year when Gates stepped down. In 2019, they were made aware that a Microsoft engineer wrote a letter saying she and Gates had a sexual relationship. She demanded changes to her job and asked that Gates' wife Melinda read her letter. Bill. Trevor Noah and Minka Kelly have called it quits. Yep, The Daily Show host, 37, and The Titans actress, 40, are going their separate ways. After Noah purchased a home in L.A. for them to share at the end of December, he said they were really happy and in love. They were making plans for a future together, and it seemed to be a stable relationship. Yeah, not so much. We have details about the posthumous album from DMX, which will drop on May 28th. The record will be released on Rough Riders and Interscope, which released DMX's biggest records. The new album is named after his son, Exodus. Guests on the album include Jay-Z, Nas, Bono of U2, Usher, Snoop Dogg, and Lil Wayne. Can't wait to hear that.
Idiot of the Week!
Caleb Kennedy's journey on American Idol has come to an end. Having finished in the final five, the 16-year-old country singer announced on social media that he's exiting the show after a video surfaced showing him seated next to an individual wearing a hood that resembles the garb of the Ku Klux Klan. Idiot! Lady Gaga's dog walker was seen for the first time since he was shot in the chest four times in February while walking the singer's French bulldogs. Ryan Fisher was smiling and waving to paparazzi while hanging out with friends in LA. He was seen moving around comfortably and was able to lift his arms overhead. That dude is one heroic hound handler. Try saying that fast. Before she became a singing star, Billie Eilish had dreams of becoming a photographer. Eilish said, quote, "I used to steal my parents' camera all the time when I was a little kid and just take pictures of random stuff. I remember my dad used to make folders of the pictures that I would take, and he called it Billie's World." The book is available now on BillieEilish.com. Lovely. Sorry. This Is Us and NBC announced a different start date of the sixth season than the one they made public last week. In confirming that the sixth season will be the show's final one, NBC announced that those episodes won't begin to air in their normal 9 p.m. Tuesday slot until mid-season, a.k.a. early 2022. So that's when the fat lady will sing. Kelsey Grammer is set to return to his popular Frasier character in a revival of the series for Paramount Plus. A spin-off of Cheers, the original Frasier ran for 11 seasons, following the psychiatrist and radio personality after he returned to his hometown of Seattle to be closer to family. Is the world ready for a rehash of Dr. Frasier Crane? Canceled. The Trash Bin. Tiger King star Joe Exotic, currently serving a 22-year prison sentence, claims he has prostate cancer and wants to be paroled. Exotic tweeted, "The prison has approved testing to verify what stage it's in. My body is tired. I've lost a tremendous amount of weight. The mouth sores are out of control, and I throw up more than I eat." I threw up when I read this. The News Wrap-Up. San Francisco tech companies are sitting on record amounts of empty office space and offering perks to lure tenants. Disney missed on subscriber expectations, with parks revenues still hurt by COVID restrictions. Reliable Robots and X-Wing are two San Francisco startups working on planes that can fly themselves. No pilot required. Count me out.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
It's Spiral, starring Chris Rock for the second week.
The number one album.
J. Cole scores the biggest streaming week of the year with The Offseason.
The number one app.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is still the best-selling paid app.
The number one book.
While Justice Sleeps by Stacey Abrams is the best-selling fiction book.
It's amazing how fast Olivia Rodrigo's career has taken off. Ask us who Olivia Rodrigo was last Christmas, and we would have said, who? And now look at her. She has two back-to-back number one singles under her belt, Driver's License and Deja Vu, and she recently performed on Saturday Night Live and the Brit Music Awards and killed it. Her schedule is so busy that she recently moved out of her parents' home and bought her own, with some boxes still needing to be unpacked. And oh, she's so close to graduating high school, but getting the time to attend classes and study has proven to be a challenge. She will have time at some point to catch her breath, but for now, forget it. Olivia has dropped her third single, and it's already a hit. Here's Olivia Rodrigo with the song of the week, Good For You.
Good for you, I guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world? Good for you, I guess that you've been working on yourself. I guess the therapist I found for you, she really helped. Now you can be a better man for your brand new girl.
That was Olivia Rodrigo with the song of the week, good for you. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.